PSA. Weather is for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be gorgeous. Little cloud right now, but then sun. The high will be 24. Right now, it's 13 degrees.
Move 103.5's What You Need to Know. Here's Aaron Davis.
The head of the union representing Canada Food Inspection Agency workers says members have been facing threats and intimidation over the planned cull of ostriches at a farm in Edgewood. Dozens of protesters have gathered at the property to try to prevent the cull that was ordered after an outbreak of avian flu. Agriculture Union President Milton Dyke says he understands the culling animals can affect people's livelihoods, but online talks about harming workers is crossing the line. The owners of Universal Ostrich Farm filed an appeal on Monday in federal court to overturn a ruling that the cull proceed. The family of a missing 20-year-old student from UBC is more than concerned as days pass by. He's been missing since Saturday. The Vancouver Police Department says Matthew Hutchings left the UBC area on the 99B line just after 2 a.m. on May 24th, and he hasn't returned home since then. His cousin says he is a soft, gentle person. His disappearance is out of character. Hutchings is described as 5'10", Indigenous, with a slim build and curly black hair and brown eyes. King Charles III will outline the priorities of Prime Minister Mark Carney's new government when he delivers the speech from the throne today in the Senate. Our monarch's historic reading of the speech, usually delivered by the Governor General, is viewed as a blunt show of support for Canada in the face of annexation threats by Donald Trump. Fun fact for you this morning, when the monarch Governor General arrives in Parliament for the ceremony, the Canadian flag on the Peace Tower is replaced with their flag.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio station. Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Coming up later this morning, your chance to go see Katy Perry's Lifetimes tour and sit in a suite, and we will join you. It's going to be so much fun happening in July. Play Hot or Cold, happening after 8 o'clock this morning at 8:05.
More of your stories on the way, too. What did you continue to do after your water broke? You want to share a story? 604-280-1035 or text 103535. You're the Spice Girls on Move.
Yo!
My lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever.
This is the Nat and Drew Show, Move 1035.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop,
I know I can treat you.
Can you say you'd like me to? I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you would be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
Cause I know I can treat you better.
end. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better. Better than he can. Better than he can. Better than he can.
What did you continue doing even after your water broke? Talking about this news anchor in the U.S. who anchored a three-hour morning news show while in active labor. Her late water literally broke at the beginning of the news, stayed on for 3 hours, and then had her baby, a son, Quincy, shortly after the show ended. Just kept powering through.
I just don't even understand. I mean, I get not wanting to go to the hospital. What I don't get is, like, wanting to stay at work.
Just go home and, like, if you're not going to go to the hospital, like, go home.
You'd be like, listen, I'm in labor. And work would have been like, yeah, absolutely, go for it. You got to go. And, like, but she worked. That's where, that's the real disconnect.
Melissa, for you, what did you continue doing even after your water broke?
I was in IKEA when my water broke. And it was 45 minutes away from home, but we wanted to eat. I had specifically gone there to eat food. So I had told my husband that I am not going to deliver this baby until I eat this food. So we go 45 minutes and we went all the way home, and I just sat on one of those bouncing balls, and I wasn't going to deliver until I ate that food. I had a home birth, so it was okay. And then I had the baby about 25 minutes later.
That is a fast moving baby. But my question is, what were you so determined to eat?
There's salmon and there's rice with the veggies.
Oh, okay. So it's like, that's actually a really healthy choice. It's not what I was expecting.
I actually had a vision of you just sitting there with a plate of meatballs.
No, that and the cheesecake. But when I got to the last bite of cheesecake, then I got into active labor, and then I had the baby not too long after.
It's amazing, Melissa. You're not alone. So many texts and messages from people were just like, "No, I'm having this meal. Mm-hmm. I am having this meal. I am finishing this food order before I go." In fact, Lori messaged us and said she was actually in the hospital when her water broke, and when her water broke, she left and went across the street to the Starbucks. And her husband's like, "You have to come back." And she's like, "No, I'm scared."
I'll have the baby here at Starbucks.
Teresa showered and shaved her legs.
Yeah.
All kinds of. Caroline, you actually have another IKEA story involving your husband.
That's right. We had actually gone to IKEA and gone furniture shopping because of a new baby. And then when we got home, because when you're in labor, they tell you in prenatal that it's Braxton Hicks. So I just thought, oh, I'm not in labor. This is like false labor. So we went shopping, and then it kind of got more real, but I'm like, maybe it's not. So we need to get all this done at home first. He was hanging up the pictures all around our house. And anyway, he was so mad at me. He's like, "We need to go to the hospital. We need to go to the hospital." I'm like, "No, we don't. It's just fake.
You need to get that family photo wall up before I leave this house."
Yeah, 100%. He was very flustered, and he kept looking over at me. He's like, "This is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. You're ridiculous." I'm like, "No, it just needs to get done. It needs to be up. I don't want to come home to empty walls anymore. It needs to be done."
Do not argue with a woman in labor. Caroline, thanks for listening.
Are you ready for an experience of a lifetime with Katy Perry? Play Nat and Drew's Hot or Cold for your chance to join Nat and Drew in their exclusive suite at Katy Perry. Hot, July 22nd at Rogers Arena. All this week, listen at 8:05 for your chance to win. You and a friend could be seeing Katy Perry's Lifetimes Tour live in Vancouver with Nat and Drew. Play Nat and Drew's Hot or Cold for a once-in-a-lifetime Katy Perry experience.
We love you guys!
Details at move1035.ca.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with 45 bucks and fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East, South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.ca.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern pre-sale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit atlincondos.ca to register now.
This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Are you noticing changes to your vision? Are you worried about cataracts or age-related macular degeneration? Then try Blueberry Strong by New Nordic. Blueberry Strong helps increase macular pigmentation, nourishing your eyes with lutein and concentrated color pigments from wild Swedish blueberries. Trusted by millions around the world to support clear vision as you age, Blueberry Strong is Scandinavia's best-selling eye supplement. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart, Walmart, Loblaws, Jean Coutu, and London Drugs, or online at Amazon and newnordic.ca.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence. Woo! In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Attention, Vancouver. Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit SeasonsRetirement.com to learn more today.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. What a nice start to the day. No stalls or accidents. Little volume westbound on the Fort Mann, northbound on the Alex Fraser. Save $1 on 1,140 milliliter bottles of Smirnoff No. 21, Canada's number one vodka, until June 1st. Please enjoy responsibly, 19 plus. We've got a nice day ahead. Little cloud coverage right now, but it's going to burn right off. And we're going to see sunshine today, and it's going to be warm, all the way up to 24 degrees, right now 13.
Things got really testy on the president of France's plane, but Emmanuel Macron says, nothing to see here. Details on what's trending.
619, soft sell on Move 103.5.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Today's Best Variety, Move 1035. Good morning. It is 6:21. The president of France says, c'est la vie. Nothing to see here.
What's trending?
Emmanuel Macron has dismissed a viral video showing his wife, Brigitte, pushing his face away as they disembark from a plane in Vietnam. Speaking to reporters in Hanoi yesterday, Macron addressed the clip directly saying, quote, there was a video showing me joking and teasing my wife, and somehow that becomes a sort of geoplanetary catastrophe with people even coming up with theories to explain it. Now, the short clip shows the aircraft door opening with Macron appearing in the doorway. You fully see him. You don't really see Brigitte. But seconds later, you see her hands, because it's her red jacket. You see her hands reach out from the side and press against the president's face in what looks like a sudden shove. Macron appears momentarily surprised, but then quickly regains his composure and then waves to the press, because they're right outside. And as the couple descends the steps, he offers Brigitte his arm, which she does not take, opting instead to hold the railing. So he's saying, listen, it's just, we're having some fun. Nothing
they,
to see here.
They had to have been squabbling about something. There had to be something heated. As to what, who knows? I mean, it's very rare that your spouse's hands accidentally wind up in your face on an
turbulence
airplane
that was on the runway.
You were touched down. There's something.
There's been.
It does look funny. Like, it looks like a bit, the way the hands suddenly emerge from nowhere, mm-hmm. right in the guy's face.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very strange. There was something with Macron about a couple weeks ago too, and that was definitely fake news. And it was Russian operatives had planted this story because they were able to trace it back that he was like doing cocaine on a train, on a high speed train somewhere through Europe. That turned out to be false.
No, we were able to see his wife's
hands
in his face, pushing him away. The true story, who knows, but he says nothing to see.
No,
here.
Just fun. This is fun. That's French fun.
Congratulations to a Canadian man who is now the proud owner of a Guinness World Record. Radwan Makboul was running a half marathon in Ottawa, and he ran it in Crocs.
I've never owned Crocs before. I just bought the pair like a month before the race, and I did a couple runs with them. Surprisingly, they do have a lot of cushion, which is nice for runners, especially if you're running long distance.
Look at that, Aaron. You love Crocs. Are you going to follow?
Have you seen him?
Are you going to follow Red Ones?
I think this is a good moment for Crocs.
Yes. Just decided, oh, this is going to be something I'm try to do a month before I run a half marathon. And how did his feet feel afterwards?
A couple blisters on the feet, a little bit of pain on my right foot. But other than that, we're still good. We're still able to walk and everything.
And he smashed a world record. And yes, a half marathon, fastest half marathon time while wearing Crocs was a previously existing world record.
That's crazy. He
smashed that record by almost 4 full minutes. His time, 1 hour, 57 minutes, 59 seconds.
Imagine, though, if he wasn't wearing Crocs, like how much faster he would have been. Because like that time, I've only done one half marathon, and my time wasn't that far off that. And I'm like, I think this guy's pretty super fit. Like, if he wasn't wearing Crocs,
sure,
he would have been faster, but
he probably wouldn't have won the marathon, the half marathon,
and he
wouldn't have had a world record.
Oh, I see.
So
okay,
now he's got a world record, yep. Fame and notoriety,
yep.
All for wearing the Crocs.
Fallen arches, but whatever.
What's trending? Move 1035.
8 o'clock this morning is when you can call in to win tickets to see Katy Perry in a suite.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a girl. I would know. And you overthink. Always speak critically. I should know they are no good for me. Cause you're hot and you're cold.
up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on.
On today's Best Variety, Move 103.5. Good morning, 6:32. Well, when you think of Canada and Canadians, how vulgar are we, do you think, when compared to our American neighbors?
I have had it with these snakes on this plane.
How vulgar are we as a nation? Interesting new research project done around the world, ranking countries and how vulgar they are. Where do you think Canada falls on this list? I'll tell you this, spoiler alert, the number one most vulgar country in the world, the United States of America.
So when you say vulgar, do you mean use of swear words?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like, I kind of find us pretty similar. You know, if they're beating us, I mean, actually the Brits might be up there. We might be below the Brits.
Might be below the Brits?
I think so. They swear a lot. Just like regular, like that's like their greetings often are like swear words.
Basically, to do this project, they looked at published words on websites and social media and et cetera, like how often people are using swear words online. And you nailed the top two countries. The U.S. is number one. Great Britain is number two.
Got it. Okay.
On the swear thing. But you think we'd be right there neck and neck with them? Just admit, like number three, four, kind of in there, Nat?
There's also the Irish and the Australians. So
Australia's number three.
Look at you with your knowledge of swearing.
Yeah.
Ireland is number seven. Aaron, where do you think we are?
We've got to be low down. I think we're very polite. I really do.
You really?
I do. Yeah. I do.
We are more polite than any other country that has been mentioned thus far. We are number nine on the list overall, just behind Jamaica and ahead of Nigeria. But the top five, the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Singapore, and New Zealand are your top five countries with the filthiest mouths.
Singapore surprises me.
Me too.
I've never been to Singapore, but I associate Singapore with just being like super clean,
yes,
and super polite and
rule abiding.
Very strict rules. And so I just assume that, you know, there's not a lot of swearing.
Well, maybe it's just kind of casual. Maybe it's in a non-confrontational way. Mm. Maybe it's just, using it as adjectives.
Just
how beeping, beep, 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 yeah. Clean streets.
Yeah,
that, that
exactly.
Doesn't, yeah, that doesn't, yeah, that doesn't, that doesn't,
okay,
fit.
I think it might be boiling over a little bit.
Yeah, like all those rules.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you feel the need, to just kind of let loose, do you always just do it, or do you ever use anything else, like as a swear substitute? What's your swear word substitute?
I don't have a swear word substitute.
No? Never?
No, never? I don't.
You just always?
Always. I just let them rip.
Okay.
I try to swear less for sure, but I don't really have a substitute. My mom actually is so cute. Like, she does swear, but sometimes when she's not super angry and she wants to swear, she'll say crumbs instead.
That's right.
Like,
that's classic.
She's like, oh, crumbs.
I love it.
Aaron, do you have a swear word substitute?
Or? I love, in the same vein, I love cheese and crackers.
Now, is that because did you start to do that around your kids?
I tried.
And now with no kids, you don't really have to worry.
No.
About, like, the dogs don't care.
No. So, and sometimes I'll just go to in front of other people's kids. I'm like, want to hear some swears?
Let me teach you a thing or two.
The Nat Andrew Show on Move
1035. Andy Nat is here to educate you.
That's right. And don't tell your parents where you got this one. But
do you have a swear word substitute? 604-280-1035. You can text it to us at 103535 as well. It's 636. Good morning.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell. Mobile plans just got better.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Get ready for a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of spent.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spitz.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a couple of places that are starting to see some volume. Portman, westbound slow from the East End, stays slow through Coquitlam and the Burnaby Lake stretch. Patello, northbound slow from 128. We do have reports of an accident in Langley, Highway 1 westbound before 248. The right lane is blocked. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. We've got a few clouds out there now, but that's going to burn off before lunch and then sunshine with a high of 24 today. Right now, 13 degrees.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know.
Listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
Real, I got it bad, so come make your mistake.
Rev's Contemporary Love on Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. 646, do you have a substitute swear word? New ranking, new research project is out studying the most vulgar, filthy-mouthed countries in the world. The U.S. number one, Great Britain number two, Canada number nine on the list, right behind Jamaica and ahead of Nigeria. Ninth country in the world with the filthiest mouth.
That does surprise me. I thought we'd be a little bit higher. We're so similar in many respects to the UK and to America. And I mean, culturally, like a lot of the same shows, I think just we have a lot of, we use the same words, we speak the same language. Just, you go anywhere, you go to a sporting event in Canada, you're just like, there's just swearing.
But I guess we're just a little more polite, that much more polite. Which probably explains why so many of us have substitute swear words. What is yours? 604-280-1035. You can text us at 103535. Renee is in Pitt Meadows. This was your substitute swear word. You had your kids convinced, Renee.
It was my substitute swear word. Okay, my kids are 19 now. They swear. I swear. As long as they're not swearing at somebody, I'm cool. But when they were in grade two, we were in the car, and they were adamant that they wanted to know what the F word was because everybody in the entire school knew but them. And so I threw it back at them and said, well, what do you think the F word is? And I have twins, so one of my kids said, I know what it is. And I said, okay, what is it? And she said, it's fudge. And I'm like, because that's what I always said. Whenever I wanted to swear at home, I always used the word fudge.
Like really angrily, like fudge.
Yeah.
Fudge you.
Well, good job by you, Mom. You had your kids convinced.
I had my kids convinced.
Thanks for listening, Renee. 604-280-1035. And again, the text lines are 103535.
Sherry sent us a text, and Sherry says hers is farts. People think I'm going to swear, but then I don't. I just say farts. Brenda says her favorite substitute swear word is son of a biscuit. Which I kind of like. I think it's kind of cute. Son of, but then again, I'm not sure. Like it definitely does water it down. Like if you're you know, like, can you be as angry when you yell? Like you're driving, you're like, you son of a biscuit.
This is why we're number nine in the world.
Fair.
In terms of filthy mouths, we will say out loud things like fudge and son of a biscuit. Jenny, I think you and I actually have the same substitute swear. What is it for you?
Scheiser.
Scheiße. Yeah, I say the same thing. Scheiße.
You gotta make it German.
Scheiße. You guys are swearing what? In German. That's a German swear word.
No, it's a substitute.
No, it's a German swear word. You're saying
we're substitute. We're saying a fun sounding word.
No, it's German. It's the S word in German. Mm-hmm. You didn't know that?
Jenny, did you know that? Nobody else knows it.
Yes.
So Jenny knew it. Drew's been saying it and doesn't know it. But Aaron, you knew it.
Of course.
So, Drew, just you go around saying it.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count when you're doing it in another language.
No, it totally does.
If it's not your primary language, it doesn't count.
We're going to get so many fines now. We're going to be written up.
Real friends. Real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
I remain unconvinced.
Oh, we'll see.
We want to convince you, though, of the answer to question one in the $1,000 minute this morning for 7:35. We'll give you that answer, help you save some time, and get you closer to winning the big money right after the news itself.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I was always such a huge fan of rock and pop and anything other than country.
Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada.
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness.
The RBC Canadian Open.
June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
It takes a team to deliver our healthcare. Right now, our team is playing shorthanded. Healthcare workers are exhausted, and that's when injuries happen, and when there are gaps in our care. Let's get behind our team and hire more workers with better pay and better working conditions so they don't get burned out. Supporting the team of people who deliver our healthcare, that's something we could all celebrate. A message from the Hospital Employees Union.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. The new season streams June 3rd. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave, proudly Canadian.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with seven winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Order today at heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Move 103.5. Back to that music.
Yeah. The most music in Vancouver.
Throw away the work to be done.
5 traffic. It's been a nice morning so far. We do have one issue, and it is a accident in Langley. Highway 1 westbound, just before 248, the right lane is blocked. Uh-oh, a few more just in now. Knight Street Bridge crash southbound mid-span. In Delta, 99 northbound before Highway 17A, a crash there. And we also have a crash in Richmond now. 91 westbound before Nelson, the S-curve. And the tunnel's busy this morning. Counterflow in. Northbound slow from Highway 17. Southbound slow from Blundell. Tried Nix yet? They make the most comfy bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got a few clouds right now, but that's going to burn off, and we're going to have a beautiful day as we start to head towards really hot tomorrow. Today, just nice and toasty. The high will be about 24. That's in the valley, and right now it's 13 degrees.
Move 1035 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Breaking news this morning. More than 8,000 Hudson's Bay employees will be laid off Sunday when Canada's oldest company closes its doors. In a motion filed yesterday, Hudson's Bay stated it will terminate 8,347 or 89% of its employees by June 4th, by June 1st, that Sunday, following the completion of its liquidation sale. An Air Canada pilot vented his frustration over air traffic controller shortages in our country on a recent flight, telling passengers to write their MPs to address ongoing delays at the country's airports. The pilot on a Vancouver-Montreal flight on Saturday vented on the intercom, and it was recorded, of course. In the message, he says that air traffic control sector, which is operated by private company Nav Canada, is understaffed, and sick calls mean there are holdups at the airports across Canada every day. It's the final day of the King and Queen's historic visit to Canada. King Charles is set to read the throne speech to officially open Parliament today. And Jennifer Lopez was on fire at the American Music Awards with a 6-minute medley of 23 hits. It was kind of a tease, or at least a preview, of her new Las Vegas residency, which she announced will start December at Caesars Palace.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the $1,000 minute on the way at 7:35. Let's give you the answer to question one. Help you win $1,000 on this Tuesday morning. The answer is throat. In your throat. That's it. It sounded aggressive, and I didn't mean it to be aggressive.
It is just throat, not just the full sentence in your throat.
No, just the word throat.
Hold on to that for 7:35 this morning. Coming up, it is district school track and field meet season. What was your best or worst event when you were competing at these track meets? That's on the way, but first, Benson Boone. Move 1035.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized. Could you walk up to the table? I'm sorry I'm here for someone. Someone else. When she finds